Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio. So no one told you life was going to be this way.
Oi, you handsome dickheads, I'm here to let you know that we're running a three-part D&D campaign over on Twitch this August. It'll feature all your favourites, Cass! And then myself, Jackson, Adam, and Joel Dusha from our sister show, Plumbing the Death Star, will also be there. Come see us fumble our way through Adam's carefully crafted story as we refuse to acknowledge any plot hooks or interesting NPCs in need of help. Part 1 starts August 11th for us, but August 10th for the rest of the world. To find out the exact times and dates, head on over to our Twitter, at D&Ds for Nerds, or at SansPants Radio for more information.
Hello and welcome to Season 1, Episode 3 of Zombie Plague Cholt. Previously...
Is she going to bed?
Probably not. Sun hasn't set yet, but it is like...
She's sad.
It's like late afternoon, but the sun hasn't set yet.
Well, say have a lovely rest.
Lady Ware, she has endeared herself to me. I am very sympathetic to her cause, and anyone who might help her with her cause. And also, just, look, the soulmonger is, bad for business.
Makes many mentions of a traveling companion, a shield guardian named Vaughn. Let me show you what a shield guardian is. They're big constructs.
All right, Horns, you've clearly got some things on your mind. Let's do this, okay? You get three yes or no only questions. The answers can only be yes or no. I will answer any of them truthfully, and then we move on and we never do this again.
At the front, sure enough, there's a big old message board where prospective people looking for work or offering work have posted notices. You could start sifting through it if you want.
Can we see any that have cool sounding names?
River Mist and Flask of Wine.
Oh, those are tabaxi. Yes.
We put our budget together.
Yep.
Like in a D&D, we build a budget.
Yay!
Yay!
We gotta make sure that all this looting is lucrative.
You finally decided which guides you'd like to hire, and now you only need to send them your counter offers.
Okay, so let's write. So we will write those messages, like negotiating our terms, offering each of them 3 gold pieces each group, 3 gold pieces a day, and stating our terms. For the cat dickheads, we will say that we will be fighting undead and.
But there is also a high percentage of good treasure.
Yeah,
which we are more than willing to share.
We will share spoils. Treasure.
Not all of it.
Yeah. We'll say,
you should probably add an amendment like Vaughn is not included.
Yeah, we'll say, okay, we'll write them.
Look, I'm predicting what I want to do with the tabaxi. So probably add an amendment that says that Vaughn is not part of the treasure.
Okay, here's the letter. Dear.
Well, I just recommend that we split him down the middle.
We take bottom half, you take top.
Like, what's that fable from the Bible?
Solomon.
David and Goliath.
We are David. They shoot us in the eye. They leave.
Take the whole thing.
Okay, here's a letter. To River Mist and Flask of Wine, we wish to buy your services in the jungle. We are setting out to fetch what's it called, a golem?
A shield guardian.
Oh, shield guardian.
We're setting out to find a shield guardian and its amulet, and we request your assistance.
Please, I know the whole. That's we request the assistance. Put out the terms, and then I just wrote at the bottom. P.S. The shield golem and the amulet are not treasure.
Like this, we are willing
They're
to pay.
They're your
you.
Goal.
Yes.
Yeah,
you're hiring them to help.
We're
get
willing
that.
To. Pay
I write intimidatingly.
It looks spooky.
It's written in.
Look, I'll at disadvantage.
Oh, yes.
But I'll give you an intimidation check for that.
Oh, you're...
Yes!
Ooh.
Is that a skill check?
Yeah, it's a skill check.
How'd I go on it?
Not well, if you have something to
do it again.
Boost yourself. Is that re-roll or add a d6?
Add a d8 after making a skill or attack d8. Roll.
All right, yeah, you do a pretty convincing job, actually. Change that 12 to a 20.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
You seem very threatening through the
yes,
mud.
That's what I want.
You tap into the one fear that all tabaxi share, the fear of their tail. All tabaxi secretly fear the removal of their tail. On a deep, primal level.
I have a sickle. I could... I'm also, I imagine, a snapping tortoise up top.
Ugh.
I just have a beak.
That's right, you do.
I'm a
it's
beak
good.
Tail.
I'll be able to bond with them because I've also got a tail. Mine's prehensile. Theirs isn't. I won't be rude about it.
And we write the same letter to the other guys.
Yep. We offer them 3 gold per day, but we promise to kill all the undead because that's also what we want to do.
All right.
We
so
outline our goal.
For the tabaxi, river mist, and flask of wine, you're sending a messenger out, which will cost you 2 gold.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
That's just the messenger's fees. To deliver a message saying that you are offering them 3 gold a day?
Yep. And then a share of the treasure, excluding Vaughn.
Oh, okay. And not necessarily a share of the treasure. Oh, sorry.
Oh, wait, offering them... Could we not offer them any gold?
Pass me the thing. I think...
Yeah, we can offer them no gold.
Yeah, if you just offer them a share of
the
treasure, they're like, that's good.
Then let's do that and get these guys down to 3 gold, and they're only paying 3 gold a day for 4 people.
Okay, cool. Let's do that.
All right, cool. Well, you're paying a lot more because they're getting share of the treasure, but all right.
Yeah.
And then
that means they get... Because they want equal share of the treasure, we'd have to split it with them, and there are 2 of them. If we do 3 a day and say that there will
be... It'd be half and half. So you'd be splitting treasure 4 ways.
Yep. So if we offer them 3 gold or even 2 gold and say they can have some treasure but not an equal share.
Not equal share. Could we do that?
How unequal a share? What are you saying?
Like, I don't know. Sometimes we might just keep the treasure, but they're getting paid still. If the opportunity for them to have treasure presents itself, we will give them treasure. Okay. We get first dibs on all treasure, though.
Yep. First.
All right, so 3 gold a day for them.
Yep.
And for the other one, it's 3 gold a day as well?
Theirs is 5, but you can... They said they're open to negotiation if we promise to kill any undead we come across.
All right, so you're dropping them down to...
3. So paying 6 gold a day for all of our... I didn't realize that we'd be giving up a fuckload of treasure.
Yeah, it's a lot of treasure, just in case we need it. Right. I don't personally want to be you, mate.
So it doesn't cost you anything to leave a message for Qualasha and Kupalui. You just pin their notice back on the board or whatever with a little note, your note underneath saying that you're hiring them and maybe your terms where you can meet and talk and such.
A bit of intimidation in there as well, just because that's what I like to do.
You'll probably be speaking to them maybe tomorrow. You imagine you'll be speaking with them very soon. River mist and flask of wine, it's just when they get back to Port Nyan Zaru.
Cool.
Oh, we should have asked them how long they think the journey will take.
No.
Well, you could discuss that with them when you're in person.
That's true, because we need to work out how much money we need to bring.
I've got navigator's tools. Would they help me gauge how long it might take to travel?
You've got, sorry?
Navigator's tools.
That's for sea, isn't it?
Yeah, fuck you, Adam. I had a choice between map tool, land tools or sea tools, and I picked the land tools.
Sea
like
tools.
A fool.
Oh, like a big dumb fucking turtle.
So you retire back at Wakanga's place?
Yes.
All right.
We've had a big day. We've done a lot of good things today.
Are you just talking to me as we're going to bed?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm just going to go into my shell mid-conversation.
You guys are given your own room.
Good
together.
Night.
That's what I meant.
Good night.
Yeah.
You started talking to me. I'm in Michelle.
I just stop when I realize what's happening and I am silent the rest of the night.
Even better, are the lights out in the room?
Yeah.
So she can't see me at all.
Where did you go?
I just don't give her. I'm in Michelle. I'm asleep.
Hello? This is really scary. Are you playing a trick? Hello? Did you leave me? Did you leave me?
It'd be so fun every time.
Oh my god.
Every time it's night. Question. Did Tabaxi use dark vision to see at night?
Yeah.
Fuckers.
Yeah, you could just not use your dark vision, but then I guess it's dark.
Yeah, it's dark.
You could light a candle and just see that I'm still in the
room. You could make a perception check and in dim lights.
Yeah, I'll do a perception check.
Yeah, in like the dim off light filtering through the window, you can make out the shadow or the outline of the shell.
Oh, you're there. You're just not talking to me. Okay. I guess I'll talk to you tomorrow then. Good night. Thank you for coming with me.
Oh, you sleep.
But I don't dream.
Can you not dream?
Sure you do.
That was spoken like you had some kind of curse that you could not dream.
No. Oh, maybe I have a bad one. I don't know. I'm not in a good way. Maybe I dream of Dad.
I dream I'm very, very far away from here.
That's it. That's my whole dream.
You're just standing somewhere in a desert, hands on your hips, like yes.
Yeah, someone hands you a map of the world. It's like, so we're over here, and you see Chult. You're like,
yeah.
Other side. Halfway through the map, because otherwise it would come full circle.
Yeah,
about here.
And then whoever hands me the map just dies spontaneously, and I'm like, even fucking better.
And then you sit down in the sand, cross your arms over, and you wait for the sun to kill you.
Living the fucking dream.
This is it.
You yell at the sun, dry me out.
I fucking got your measure, you shiny bitch.
Can I question? Yeah. What race is Kawasha? Is he just a man?
Because
if he uses dark vision, I'm going to have so much fucking fun at night time.
Let me quickly check. I think he's just a guy. Kawasha is... Yeah, he's just Chultian. He's a human.
Let it be known that Kapalui looks like Mr. Oogie Boogie.
Who's Mr. Oogie Boogie?
From Nightmare Before Christmas.
He also looks like Abe from Abe's Odyssey.
I don't know what that one is.
The Sack Man. You should have just said the Sack Man from The Night Before Christmas.
He's got a fucking name.
I've never seen The Night Before Christmas. Actually, maybe I have seen The Night Before Christmas, but how old is that movie? What year did it come out?
Oh, very?
Well, I must have seen it in the year very then.
That's Abe from Abe's Odyssey.
Oh, yeah, Abe from Abe's Odyssey. He does too
looks
look
exactly
like
exactly like Abe from Abe's Odyssey.
Okay, if Oogie Boogie and Abe from Abe's Odyssey had a baby, they did. It's Kapalui.
Kapuli.
Koopalooey.
Koopalooey.
Yeah, I'm going to get his name
Maybe
wrong
that's how
purpose.
He talks. Koopalooey.
Oh, fuck no. He better
me.
Not.
Koopalooey.
Oh, no. I'm going to break his neck so
from
fast.
Mario.
Woohoo. Oh,
sorry. Sorry, Mella.
Mella,
should we talk to Lady Ware before we hear back from these
guys?
Well,
I was about to say, you guys wake up and you come down for breakfast, and Okunga and Lady Ware are at the breakfast table already having a chat.
Good morning.
Your ladyship.
She
fella.
She nods cordially to you and gestures to some chairs.
I don't like chairs.
How'd you guys sleep?
Very well, thank you.
Excellent. I take a seat.
There's a breakfast of fruits has been laid out. It looks like a multi-course breakfast.
Oh, wow, this is so opulent.
I eat fruit like turtles eat fruit, which is... Can't help it, so I am.
That's usually the thing people say when they've got a bad trait they don't want to fix, but that's just literally part of your body.
I have a turtle mouth. It means I eat like a turtle.
Turtle mouth sounds like a condition, though. He's got turtle mouth. Yeah.
Oh, no.
When you put a finger in, it snaps shut and he cuts your fingers off.
No, God, that's just terminal. Me. That is just a bad habit I have.
That you don't want to change.
Biting fingers off.
That's who I am. You don't like it, leave.
Leave, but keep your fingers. Over breakfast, do you tell Lady Ware about what you did last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, we fill her
in. I got into my shell and then...
I went to
Tiffany
bed.
Tiffany cried.
I heard Tiffany sobbing and I decided... I don't say this. This is...
You decided that problem would fix itself.
Do you ask what happened last night? Or have you just pieced it together?
I think Tiffany's pretty used to this treatment.
Well,
is she not perplexed by the fact that I can just disappear in
the disappearing?
Oh, that might be. Yeah, actually.
Did you? Hang on, sorry. Infernal, so we're not rude. Hey!
Yeah, what? What do you want?
I think this would be rude, actually.
Where'd you...
I would consider someone else just suddenly talking another language so I couldn't understand them at the table rude.
Yeah, it would probably be something... We wouldn't discuss it at the table. I should have brought it up on the way down to breakfast.
Too late now.
Yeah, that's too late now.
Retrospectively doesn't exist.
Yeah, so sad that nothing can ever happen in the past. Okay.
Otherwise, your dad would still be here. Oh, sick burn.
Cass looks like you actually hit her.
I feel bad.
Was this in character that you said these things? Because Cass seemed to react in character, or genuinely this hurts her.
It's everything.
Hey, lady, why don't we talk about what we did yesterday?
Yes, Lady Ware. So, we found out that we can hire guides to help us. I think
was she here when we were talking about this? We can hire guides and they can help us. And we've discovered a very efficient and economically viable way to have four people help us as opposed to one. But we would like some help with the funding.
In fact, we would anticipate you would help us for the funding, considering that we are only on this quest because of you. I'm not polite, sorry.
So what we've managed to do is usually the fee for a guide is 5 gold a day with about 30 days up front. We've managed to send out notice, and what our aim is to get 4 guides for 6 gold with nothing up front. So we think we've done pretty well. Hopefully they all say yes, you know, but we're wondering if you'd be able to help us? Help you?
Much of my money has already been tied up in ventures here in Chult. I have little gold to spare.
Hang on. How much do you pay? Am I being paid after I destroyed the soulmonger?
Gold has been left aside for you, but would you like me to take out of that money to pay you now?
No.
I thought so.
I'm just going to go munch some watermelon.
I have a lot of gold, but I don't have a lot of spending money right now. But what I can give you, I certainly will.
Rich boy could give you a loan. Cough. Oh, it's got a bit of warm melt stuck in my throat.
You actually say that?
No. Fuck. How disastrous would that have been?
You don't know. Oh. It depends how Wakanga reacts to that. He seems quite jovial, but...
he would have enjoyed that.
But he also could be the sort of person where when you say something like that, he's like, ah, good, off with his head. Like, you don't know,
can I
maybe.
Say, if he did that, I would put my head in my shell and be like, oh, it's gone already.
Bring it out. Bring the head to me, not with the shell. But anyway. That's certainly, actually, you, I think we discussed this last time, but you you do know a little bit about Wakanga, and that does not seem like his, the rumors certainly that you've heard about him. Wakanga seems like a generally nice person.
Well, then instead of doing a cough, I'll be like, all right.
Well, to be frank, and I am nothing, if not frank, except I'm Pop, you've got a friend, and I'm not going to beat around the bush here. Wakanga, you have an awful lot of money.
I'm going to make that a persuasion check, because you are definitely not trying to intimidate with that line.
Fuck, imagine if I tried to intimidate one of the richest guys in Chult. Oh,
fuck.
Could I do it?
Dangerous.
Yeah, it's definitely possible.
Broke old mate's fingers.
You rolled quite poorly, so Wakanga gives you like a sympathetic look that you probably don't like. You don't like the idea of getting sympathy. It feels like from your character, I imagine.
I'm not a fan.
As soon as I notice that it's sort of maybe not working, like he gives a sympathetic look, can I jump in and try and... I know this is a lot to ask of you, Wakanga. I mean, I know you've earned your wealth and it's taken a lot of hard work to get there, but...
I'm fighting every part of my body to roll my eyes at that line.
From a personal note, I mean, if you wouldn't mind, you know, a charitable donation to helping someone find her dad.
You do a bit better because you're a softer person in general. And I mean, in conversation.
Apart from the horns.
No, they're soft horns. Malleable.
You can bend them.
No, you can't. That was a joke. You're like the good cop to Pop's bad cop. So you come in with like the bomb trying to soothe the situation and maybe appeal to Wakanga's better nature. But you kind of stammer your way through your sentences and you don't come off like you come off almost too weak. Like, you know what I mean? You can't really just get your idea out. Sort of like what I'm doing right now.
Or how my character speaks all the time.
Yeah, pretty much. Wakanga gives still a sympathetic look, but he says, I want to help you, but I can't just be throwing around money willy-nilly. I become a merchant priest prince for a reason.
Well, do you know anywhere that we could perhaps seek some extra money?
Well, Lady Ware says, taking out the bag that she said she was going to give you, I have some money to spare. And she gives you 50 gold. I can spare no more than this, though.
That means a lot. Thank you so much.
That gets us less than 10 days.
It does.
Just got to find a temple to raid in 10 days.
Could we do that?
I mean, maybe.
Because we get treasure from there, we can...
Adventurers... Chult is lousy with adventurers. You're bound to stumble upon the corpse of someone who had equipment.
Oh. I suppose if it's for a good cause. Well, I mean, I suppose we could always promise the cats a fair share, and that cuts our costs by half. Alternatively, if we don't find anything, we can always negotiate with the cats. We've got some options.
There are always the dinosaur races, huh?
I beg your good pardon?
He's implying that we gamble the money.
That's all I'd say.
Put $5 on something paying 100 to 1 all of a sudden.
Or even if you think yourself a good enough rider, huh? You can gamble on your own winning. State of winning. Sorry,
you're not riding me in a dinosaur race.
Oh, come on, you're not that old.
Get a car. That was great. That was low-key amazing.
Thank you. I'm high-key proud. Well, I think it's all very well and good for someone with money to imagine throwing it away. But we really do have limited resources. We can tell the cats that would give them an equal share, pay them nothing. We can start paying the cats, and if we find something, swap and say that we will start giving them things.
I'm just looking at the names of the racing dinosaurs, and fuck, it's great. Big Honker. Banana Candy.
Oh, wow.
Nasty Boy.
These sound like search things that you do in a naughty website. Hello, I'm looking for Big Honker Banana Candy.
And Nasty Boy.
They all sound like rude things if you want to look at people that aren't wearing a lot of things.
Cass, you're adorable.
I'll go to www.nastyboy.com/banana candy. Banana Candy does seem like a website of dick pics.
It does.
Like nice dick pics.
Yep, good one.
High-end dicks.
The lighting's nice. Someone's used portrait mode on their iPhone.
It's just dicks in sharp focus.
Shaft shots.
Shaft focus. Turn up the cum thrust. No, that's bad.
Oh, fuck. That's a good one, though.
Green screen behind it.
Let's just put it on the beach. If you like penis coladas and getting caught in the rain, this is the dick for you. Funny, because pina coladas have banana in it, so it would be perfect on a website called Banana Candy.
Pina coladas have banana in them?
I think so. I have no idea.
Oh. I don't think so, actually.
I thought it was pineapple and coconut.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking of a different drink.
You're thinking of a much better drink.
I'm thinking of, like, a Bananarama or something like that, which is a band. Let's move on. Whoa!
Yeah, there are many dinosaur racing going on. You could do that. You could find yourself... maybe a little job just here in Port Nyanzaru. Many people looking for muscle.
I could do that.
People are dying and their souls are going. We don't really have a lot of time to spare.
We don't really have a lot of gold. Well, look, put it this way. We've got to wait. We've got a meeting with old the Cabbage Patch Kids today.
We right? do.
Fuck yes.
The cat dickheads. the cat dickheads aren't going to be able to get back to us, I reckon, for a couple of days. We probably have a day or two to try and raise some extra funds.
Okay.
Also, we don't have to pay anyone up front.
That's true. I mean, because we don't have to pay anyone up front, if we get halfway and we run out of money, they can go home.
Yeah. I mean, or we just go the whole way through the quest to bring them back and then, oh, shit, we got no money for you. Or, no. We do the whole quest, bring them back home. This is still at the table, I assume.
What are we doing?
Prince.
Yeah.
How much do you want for Vaughn? How much are you willing to pay for Vaughn and the amulet?
Because
he did say he'd buy it off us.
Yeah, he wanted to trade it to you for magical scrolls.
I mean, they definitely help us in our quest.
Magical scrolls are worth money.
You know what? I'm going to make a unilateral decision. I don't know if that's the right use of the word unilateral, but here we go.
It mm-hmm. isn't.
Fuck you. I'm going, Michelle. No. Right, I think what we do is we get these adventurers on. We don't have to pay no one up front. We know at worst we've got 10 days, just under 10 days of funds. How much gold do we have on our own?
It should be listed on your character sheet somewhere.
Well, we paid 2 gold, so I'm assuming
that's
one each.
Down the bottom, I think, of the first or second page.
So I'm assuming we paid 1 gold each.
I can.
When we're sending that thing?
I have 75 gold.
Oh. Oh.
That's right. You didn't need armor. Yeah, you got a lot.
You have a lot of gold. I'm a greedy fucker.
You really are.
Well, you got 74 because we both paid a gold to get the message out.
I have 75 gold. You paid for the message.
I've got 13.
Yep, that sounds fair.
Oh my god. You're a fucking asshole.
I am. You actually yelled to the gold. That's
yeah,
amazing.
I moved to a gold. Who's having that 50?
I'll hold it. I'll hold it.
I've got a shell. It's secure. I'm basically like a bank with legs.
I'm sure they don't want gold that's been inside of you.
Where the fuck else am I supposed to keep my stuff?
All of it?
What?
Hang on. Sorry, you put it all in you?
Where else would I put it? These multiple belts are for decoration.
Okay,
these multiple belts just make me look like I'm from Final Fantasy.
I don't want to ask any more questions about where he keeps his things.
No, we agreed. Three questions, yes or no. We've done that. So, look, between us, we actually have about 100 gold.
Oh, we have more.
No, it's 50 from you. You've got, what, 60-something?
63.
Yeah, plus, I don't know.
75?
No. There's about 100. I've got 37 gold. I didn't say I had 75 to you, necessarily.
No.
True.
Okay, so we've got 100 gold between us. Well,
because I probably told you, I can't afford to pay the messenger. Oh, I'm a fucking asshole.
You are. You should roll deception for that, though.
What, that I don't?
Yeah, you don't have enough to pay the messenger.
What's she going to do?
No, oh, it's just whether or not she knew that you were lying.
Would Tiffany call me out on a lie?
Tiffany, you know, look, you probably didn't mention it because it's an extra gold coin for you. It's not worth having an argument over.
It isn't. I'm just trying to find my dad.
But you know that he is absolutely lying. You don't know that he's stinking rich, but you don't know. You know that he had a gold, certainly. He could have helped.
Okay, so...
Well, I've now just revealed I have at least 37 gold.
That's a separate check. Once again, you're like, why is he lowballing me?
Well, you know why. I'm a big piece of shit.
Yeah.
You wait till you crack through to my heart of gold. It's going to blow your mind.
All right.
I can't see it. My face will melt off.
Correct.
So you said that we have about 100 gold?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which means what I'm saying, though, is we got about 100, right?
Yeah.
That gives us several days to get... That gives us days. That's a nice base level. Any gold we find along the way can go towards paying the adventurers. We may even be able to negotiate the Cabbage Patch guys out of the money completely if we help them kill enough undead. We may be able to share enough of the loot with the cat dickheads, you know, to want to not take the money. But I feel like that is a problem for you and I to worry about in
later.
30 days.
I agree. They're all negotiable. They've already said they're negotiable. If we stop paying them, they'll leave, so they really don't have another choice.
And they'll also... I mean, there's also the high likelihood that they might die.
You might want to be careful in arranging a situation where your guides abandon you in the middle of the jungle. Look, well,
if we've
you'll have multiple guides,
there.
You will, but it just feels foolish.
Oh,
what I'm saying is, though, do we pay them each day?
Yeah, you'd probably be paying them day by day.
Or do we pay them at
day.
The end of the trip?
You'd probably pay them day by day.
There's a high likelihood at some point we will find treasure.
Yeah, there is.
I mean, also, technically, we have about 150 gold because I've got 75 that I'm not telling you about.
Well, I just don't know about that.
That's for just for me to know.
We're going to get to a stage where I'm like, why are they staying? And you're like, I don't know.
I don't know. Oh, fuck, yes, it's going to be great. Let's do it.
I'm going to be like, you guys have been working for free. It's like, no. What? Who's been paying you?
The turtle boy. All right, so what's the plan?
Well, I suppose if we've got 2 days anyway, we should at least try and scrounge up some more money, but I am against gambling. We don't want to lose what we have. I mean, we've only got 100 gold.
Yes.
That's plenty.
That's a lot.
That's
only gamble what you're willing to lose.
I'm not willing to lose
anything.
You
only
any.
Need the first day.
That's just not enough.
Everything but 6 gold is gamblable. One day to get you started. Huh.
I've heard a lot of good things about Big Honker, so.
Tell you what, Nasty Boy's basically a guaranteed win.
Oh, but banana candy.
How do you gauge who wins in the dinosaur?
It's got odds for all the... If you just are watching a race, it's got odds for all...
But if we participate, it's on us.
Yeah, basically.
Or we could try to find a little odd job to do for maybe 20, 30 gold.
I think that's a better way to get money, and we'll be able to build connections in the town. That might help us later. Let's go out and get jobs. You know, we got to work for what we have. Like the prince here.
I have a job. I'm an archaeologist. What's your job?
Family. Actually, no, I'm a leather worker. I'm a phenomenal leather worker. Have you seen my leather work? Oh, you're right. What am I saying? This has been so silly of me. Who needs leather done? I stand up in the
Hey,
breakfast.
That's a fair
who
point.
Needs leather? I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I'm amazing at leather working. I show them my wares and it's
undeniable. Do you have a leather working kit with you? Do you have...
Yeah. I have smith tools.
That's fine. I'd count those.
And now, a word from our sponsors. D&D is for Nerds is great, but if you've ever wondered what a show with people who love each other would sound like, then Bailey Family Circus is the podcast for you. Join Jackson, his dad, his mum, and his brother as they answer your questions agony aunt style. Go to sanspantsradio.com, search Bailey Family Circus, and finally find out why Jackson is like this.
Who would like a nice fine piece of leather?
All right, so you're just going to go into the markets and ply your wares?
Oh, I ask everyone at the table first.
Lady Ware and Wakanga look at each other and then look at you. Wakanga, with like a mouth of nectarine juice slowly dribbling out, says, I have a man already for it. And Lady Ware says, I have no need of leather.
That's all right. Just make sure if you do see anyone who wants something of an exceptionally high quality, I mean, I've been training for, 15 years. Please, send them my way. I would be delighted
If you buy her leather, she might stop talking about the leather.
Perhaps if you went to the markets, you might be able to find a place to ply your wares.
That's a great idea. Thank you so much.
She nods slowly. Good luck to you.
Thank you. I leave. I'm a bit crushed that no one, but that's fine.
I'm going to go with her to the market because there's no fucking way she's going to not get robbed.
Fair call.
Well, I just assume that... I don't know anything about your previous history as an adventurer. All I know is that you're far too nice and wouldn't pick a fight with an orc in a bar last night.
What was the point in picking a fight?
Prove that you were mean.
Okay, maybe I worded that a bit wrong. I guess I'm nice, but it's like I'm trying to repent.
For what?
Look at me.
Look at me. I'm a big giant turtle. You've got horns. Big deal.
Yeah, well...
Some people have weird shit, and that's fine.
Well, maybe from here, but I'm not from here.
So?
If I'm not nice, then... Well,
I'm going to give you one life lesson. Only one, because I don't do that. One life lesson, and that is... Do not worry what fuckheads think about you, because that will still make them fuckheads.
My dad's not...
If your dad thinks your fucking horns are fucking weird, despite the fact they are part of your head, sorry to tell you this, but he is probably a fuckhead.
Okay, I really don't appreciate that. You don't know him.
Know enough. Off we go.
I can just get your good boy cards ready.
Line them up.
You missed all that, didn't you?
Yes.
That's all right. I called a dad a fuckhead to her face.
I think I was vaguely like listening... Or, like, I was absorbing, sort of, and then letting go.
That's about as nice as Pop gets.
You just insult the person who chose me when no one else will talk to me? That's fine.
I told you shouldn't worry about why other people don't talk to you.
It's real lonely, though.
So?
I hate it.
All right, then.
All right, so both of you, you're both very perceptive, spot a man in odd robes who looks like a cleric of sorts.
This is on the way to the market, I assume?
Yeah, this is on the way to the market. Pop, you're able to identify the robes as marking him as an acolyte of Savras.
Is that good or bad?
Savras is a god of mages and magic. He's like the deity responsible, or some people feel responsible for creating magic in the world. Clerics or devouts of him are often also wizards or sorcerers or have some sort of arcane magical background as well, in addition to divine, because they just tend to be obsessed with arcane magic. It's part of their religion. Anyway, he's...
Good or bad, Adam?
Savras is, I believe, a neutral god. He's lawful neutral, so...
Oh, no, that's okay. We're all right.
Yeah.
He's not going to try to kill us, basically.
But you can see that the man's face is gaunt, and his eyes are kind of glazed over a little bit. There's something wrong with him. The man falls to his knees in front of you, creating a little bit of a scene. People back away, creating a little circle for you guys to encounter this man in. He looks, Pop, he looks you dead in the eyes and whispers, only loud enough for you and Tiffany to hear,
"Speak to the wise guardian of Oralunga, east of Umbala. She can direct you to what you seek."
Then he collapses.
You what, mate?
He's unconscious.
I rush over. Can I do anything to help him?
You're no doctor.
So no?
No.
Can I do anything to help
You didn't roll very
him?
Well. Unless you have something to help with the roll.
You can just... Skill or attack roll?
Yes, skill or attack roll. You do a bit better on this one, but you still don't pass. Do you want to spend another card?
I don't have any.
I'm just looking at my skills.
Yeah.
My spells. Would any of them help? I have a cure wounds.
You could just make a medicine check.
Okay.
You're better than Tiffany, but not by much. As you're checking him over, Pop, you can tell that he's just collapsed. He's unconscious, but it doesn't look like anything is physically wrong with the man. As you come to that conclusion, he wakes up in your arms.
All right, mate.
What happened?
You walked here, said some weird shit, fell over, and now you're awake.
Are you okay?
Yes, I feel sick, but fine.
Do you remember what you said to us?
What did I say to you? Where am I?
You're in Port Nainzaru. You walked up to us, told us something about some... Talked to some lady god, Alungo, Alungus, elongated, alligator lady. El Gato, Spanish for cat.
The name he said was the wise guardian, Oralunga.
I was close.
East of Umbala.
Something about Oralunga. Better talk to her.
I don't know who that is. What time is it?
What's the last thing you remember?
It was night. I was in the tavern. And then I'm here.
What day was that?
Through conversation, you work out that he's missing 12 hours of memory.
Someone put an old... Excuse me, sir.
Hey, just talking in final over here. Someone put an old bamboozling on this guy.
Oh, what kind of sicko's gonna do something like that?
Does he know info?
Yeah, I'll check.
Do you know anything about a lady? Wagga.
No, he doesn't understand Infernal.
Well, I suppose we should sort of have a look into this, yeah?
All right, let's go. Hey, back no more. Just food.
Where was your last memory? We'll help you find what happened.
You walk back to, it was the other tavern he was staying at.
We're going to go sell some fucking goods now.
Kaya's House of Repose.
Oh, the fancy place.
Yeah. You head back there. If you check out the front, the other two people are there. The other two little, signs for guides.
As we go past, take both those signs down.
You're welcome to them.
I don't want them. I just don't want other people to have them.
What?
I'm just an arsehole. Fuck it.
All right. Look, sure.
Whoa. Fuck me. We missed out on a champion. He expects 30 days in advance.
Mm-hmm.
But his name is Shago, and he's a member of the Flaming Fist. He's not afraid of dinosaurs, bugs, or hard work. He can paddle a canoe, start a fire, forage, or whatever you need. He has a strong arm and the heart of a Tyrannosaurus. Salida. Fuck me. She's got dirt on everyone else that we've hired. Azaka and Eku have led expeditions into the jungle that never returned, so it's a good thing we didn't go with either of those two.
Yeah.
Ferul and Gondolo are charlatans, so they're no idea what's going on. Old Hugh suffers from mad monkey fever. Masharab is the albino dwarf, and he's not to be trusted. River Mist and Flask of Wine owe money to someone. 5 gold pieces per day. That's it. That's all she's offering. Man, she would have been great. I've taken these off the wall.
Yeah, you have them. They're yours.
Can I snatch them off? I want to have a look. Does she have any dirt on Quasha and Kubalui?
No mention of them.
Oh, they're fine.
Well, they seem like they live in the woods.
She doesn't have any dirt on them yet.
He takes you to Kea's house of repose. You sit down at the table he was at last night. He's like, I was here. He's like just going through his events. Maybe you talk to the bartender as well. The bartender didn't notice anything unusual. He just says that the man... Oh, you've learned the man's name is Essek.
Yeah, I'm going to call you S because I can't be bothered learning any new people's names.
Thank you, Essek.
Essek, he was just having dinner, got up, presumably went to bed. The bartender actually wasn't really paying that much attention. Uh-huh. Or actually, I should roll, but you're both pretty insightful. You'll probably figure this out. Yeah, look, you both figure it out. The bartender just wasn't paying attention last night. So he says that Essek went to bed, but he doesn't know.
Well, thank you for your help. Attention, bar folk.
Oh, fuck, here we go.
Does anyone remember this man?
From asking around, you learned that a couple of people were here last night, but no one really, like, Essek was here on his own. He didn't really make a big impression on a lot of the people around here, so not many people were keeping track of him or anything like that. So no one really has any interesting information. No one certainly knows anything the bartender didn't tell you.
Right.
But let me just quickly check this.
Because if no one's going to give us anything, I'm going to stand up on that table as, well, not on, I'm going to stand on the table because it'll break. I'm a big fella. because if we can't get anything from Tiffany being nice, I will intimidate everyone in the room to answer Tiffany's question.
Let me just find out if you hear any rumors about M'Bala.
Or Olegaru, or whatever her name is.
Yeah, or...
Magarora.
Or...
I need to write that name down.
Yes.
Oralunga. She is east of M'Bala. She can direct you...
Have I heard that name before, M'Bala?
M'Bala was a city.
Cool. Like, now it's a ruin?
Yeah, it's a ruin. A lot of people consider it bad mojo. There's like a shadow, a creature, people say, that moves about the city. You don't know if you believe those rumors or not, but you wouldn't be shocked if in a place like Chult, there was a literal boogeyman that lived in the ruins of a city. Other than that, you don't know. Well, you know, it's hard to get to. It's up on a plateau that you have to climb to get up there. There was maybe a path, but you don't know where the path is or if it even still exists. Any story you've ever heard of someone going to M'Bala, they had to scale the side of the plateau.
Fuck, I ain't climbing.
Can't imagine you'd be any good at it. But no offense.
No, none taken. I'm a turtle. I'm a good swimmer.
Oh my gosh, what did he say?
East. It's east, right?
East.
Yes.
East. So it's not actually in the city. It's east of the city.
East of, yeah, M'Bala.
What, was she warning us?
She just said, if we spoke to her, the wise guardian.
Yeah, she could tell you what you were looking for.
Where we could find it.
Where you could find what you're looking for, yeah.
So, I'm going to go out on a limb here. We know where Vaughn is. I'm going to wager that maybe the wise guardian knows where the amulet is for Vaughn.
I think our journey just got a bit longer, but I think it'll be worth it.
Yeah, we'll sell some leather, get our funds up.
She might know where the soulmonger is.
She might.
She knows where something is, and she went to a lot of effort.
To tell us.
Yeah.
What do we think of Rufus over there? Essek.
Did you just call him Rufus?
Yep.
He honestly just seems like a vessel for the message. Perhaps we're wasting time here. We need to make more money.
I think, though, we make more money. We actually don't need him now, I wouldn't imagine. He's delivered the message.
Oh, he's fine. He can go back to his life.
Yeah, fuck him off.
Thank you. Thank you.
How about we? Yeah, see you later. All right, mate.
Good time.
Rest up, okay?
Yes, yes, yes. I think I do need a rest, he says.
All right, so.
Look, did you want to say something before he left?
No.
All right.
If he needs a rest...
Wait, does he remember what he did? So he was at the tavern and then he just does, suddenly his memory just disappears? Or is there something, does he remember anything?
No, the last 12 hours are a blank for him. He has no memory whatsoever.
Does he remember leaving the tavern?
No, he doesn't. Speaking of, sorry, just rumors and such. Oralunga, you know precious little about. You know, it is also a city, another ruin.
So it's the wise guardian of Oralunga, which is east of Umbala.
Yeah.
First things first, we get the money together.
Yes. No one will come.
Did I say east? Sorry, west.
Maybe you said west and I said east because we didn't remember.
Oralunga is west of Umbala.
Brilliant.
All right.
Okay. Let's get to work on making money. Let's leave Ersek.
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 Thank you, Ersek.
Red Robe Johnny.
Go to bed.
So many nicknames, so little time.
Okay. I'm going to go to the market and I'm going to sell my wares. I'll set up a little repair store.
I'm coming with you.
That'd be so nice. Thank you.
Well, no, not because of that.
Thank you. Let's go.
I'm protecting my financial... Oh, fuck it.
I walk away before I can hear that.
Your stall is probably going to end up just being a table that you found, because to get a marquee and everything else is a big hassle for you.
Oh, no, no, no. There's no point.
Adam, can I intimidate someone out of their stall and we just take over that?
You can certainly try.
Would you like... Fuck it, I'm going to try that.
First off, highs or lows?
Highs. What did I say last time when I got the big orc when I wanted someone weedy as fuck?
Yeah, I think you said lows. No, I'm pretty sure you said lows. Because I think for some weird reason, I vividly remember getting 87 on that one.
So all right, so...
You would have picked lows.
Let's go highs this time.
All right, you see... A jewel salesman? The person doesn't look like they're... Not a jewel salesman, actually. A salesman of jewels, but like beads. Nothing like... No gold or silver or actual gemstones. Just like colored rocks, really. The person does not necessarily look like they're a pushover, but they don't look like a battle-hardened mercenary like some of the stalls you pass.
Great.
The person's willing to share the stall with you.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so kind. I would love to share with you. Do you have any leather work that needs repairing?
No, I don't do much leather work, huh?
No, but I can...
just make beads.
No, I can help you if you have anything that needs fixing. Thank you.
I don't do, all right. Tell you what, we do this then, huh? You make leather bracelets or leather bands or stuff like that. We put my beads in them. We split the profits 50-50.
That sounds wonderful.
60-40.
That was also not a persuasion.
I know. Well, I'm very well aware it wasn't a persuasion. Do you have any cards to help you out with this role? Skill check.
No. Do you have any skill check? No.
He shakes his head. 50-50.
I think that sounds fair.
All right, you want to work with him today?
Just sit down.
Pardon?
You work with him today.
Yeah. What's his name?
His name is...
Barnabas.
His name is...
You nearly said Barnabas.
No, Faram.
Hi, Faram. Where are you from?
Cholt. I am local.
Oh, brilliant. What is he? What does he look like?
He's tall and thin. He has closely cropped hair that looks like it's been dyed or bleached blonde, I should say. Human? They probably don't have proper dyes here. He has a lot of piercings. His nose is pierced in maybe three different places, and his ears look like they would blow up a metal detector.
He
has, you know, those stretchers that you can get for your lobes? He has those as well.
And is he human?
Oh, yes, he's human. Actually, no, he's half elven.
Oh.
Tanned skin.
Him. Wait, do I hate elves?
I do. I'm sure you do.
I hate humans and elves, so I hate him twice.
Did your piercings hurt?
Just but a moment.
Oh, okay. How many do you have?
He counts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay, you know what? Why don't we and work on the actual... financial recruitment.
Do you want to get down into them there body piercings tour?
What? Yes.
Oh, fuck me. I'm just going my shell.
He lifts his shirt and shows you his back. He's got, like, his spine is pierced along the back.
Oh, my goodness. How long have you had those?
Since I was a little boy then there, huh?
Wow.
He shows you, like, the stretch marks from when they were first put in. Oh. He would have been really young.
Did he finish counting?
Yeah, he has 32 in total.
That's so many. Do you ever put your beads on them?
Yeah, he shows you. Like, he takes some out and then beads them up. Anyway, you guys got work to
okay.
do. Is someone going to meet the guides that you were going to be meeting today? Where are they?
Kapalui and Quahasha. Well, I guess if you're selling with this guy, you've become friends with him. He didn't.
You can go meet the...
I'm probably doing more harm than good here.
You'll be doing more harm than good anywhere. Correct. But all right. I got a bad boy card. And look, good news, Tiffany, you do pretty well. Bad news is when he takes off, he has a piercing through his hand, mm-hmm. right through the middle of it. When he takes that out, he may be, when he's putting it back in, I should say, actually, he misthreads it and hurts his hand. And for the rest of the day, his work is very shoddy. He is not pulling his weight because he's working with basically just one hand.
I've left, haven't I, to go talk to them. Fuck, if I was still there, I would have just punched the shit out of him and taken his stall.
because he's doing shoddy work, does that mean he's slower?
Yeah, he would be a lot slower as well. You're going to make a lot less money because of him.
Well, can I make some leather bracelets that don't have beads on them if he's taking so long to bead them?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, I'll just say, I'm so sorry for Ram.
He's still hampering your efforts, though, because it takes you a little while to decide to switch over and such. I'll say today you make 5 silver and 6 gold in total.
Oh, that's not very much.
How many silvers in a gold?
10.
Well, I'm nowhere near here, so I'm going to get a really good report when I come back and meet you.
You go back to the Thundering Lizard to meet the guides. Yeah. You were meeting Quahasha and Kupalui. Well, Kupalui, you knew that was a Vegapygmy. Yeah. So you're not necessarily shocked when you see the Vegapygmy sitting on a high chair at the table.
How big is he? Like
small size? So about the size of a toddler. Let me see if I can find...
Does he move like one?
No, there's a picture there. I imagine he just looks like that.
You don't want to see its legs?
Nope. Terrifying.
I want to see its legs.
Has it got 2 legs or multiple legs? Like, does it have just roots and it crumbles around?
Roots on a spinning, so it just like flaps with its little leaves every time. Like those wheels made of shoes?
Yep.
Vegapygmies, also called mold folk or moldies, inhabit dark areas that are warm and wet.
I am 100% calling them moldies because that sounds racist.
They are commonly found underground or in dense forests where little sunlight penetrates. A Vegapygmy instinctively feels kinship with other plants and fungus creatures, and thus Vegapygmy tribes coexist well with creatures such as Mycondids, Shriekers, and Violet Fungi. They prefer to eat fresh meat, bone, and blood. Vegapygmies can absorb nutrients from soil and many sorts of organic matter, meaning that they rarely go hungry. A Vegapygmy can hiss and make other noises by forcing air through its mouth, but it can't speak in a conventional sense. Among themselves, Vegapygmies communicate by hissing, gestures, and rhythmic tapping of the body. Any gear they have is acquired from other creatures or built by copying simple construction that they have witnessed.
Oh, gosh. We're going to get, like, some sort of drum solo when he's angry at you. It's going to sound like a snare in a...
I've got a big shell. I'll do it back. All right. I'm meeting with Quahasha and Cooper Louie.
How will the notoriously prickly Pop deal with the 2 mysterious guides? Find out next time on Once Upon a Time in Zombie Plagued Chult.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.